to Storycast. I'm Mr. Story. This month in Brazil, we'll be focusing on Black awareness with the upcoming Dia da Consciência Negra. Here at Avenues, we'll have a number of initiatives and opportunities to see some great books, we'll be receiving some visitors on campus, and we'll be focusing on some wonderfully talented authors. I thought I'd start off the podcast today with an author focus, and then we'll move on to some great standalone titles to celebrate some of the great Black authors in our library collection. For the author focus, I wanted to highlight an author who is doing amazing things in the world of middle school and young adult fiction. What's different about this author is that he writes books in a unique way. He writes his novels in verse. Novels in verse aren't exactly new, however, they are gaining a lot of followers, and Kwame Alexander is at the forefront of this movement. Mr. Alexander has written over 30 books, received a ton of awards, including the Newbery Award for Crossover. He's also received a Coretta Scott King Award and been shortlisted for the prestigious Carnegie Medal. His novels in verse are amazing and varied, and he's written about basketball and soccer and even music. One of my favorite books by Mr. Alexander is called Booked. It's a story about Nick Hall. So Nick is a net. He's a very talented soccer player in high school, but he ends up suffering a gruesome injury, which keeps him away from the game for some time. Nick's father decides to take advantage of the moment to try to lure him into the world of reading, more specifically, away from all his distractions. He's suffering from some bullying at school, and his mom is moving out of town, and he's got a major crush on someone as well. The book itself is written in a number of different poetic styles, including free verse, acrostics, and, if you can believe it, haiku. Beyond the beautiful words carefully chosen to convey just the right meaning, Mr. Alexander's books are extremely readable. They move along with pace, and they slow down with introspection, and they vibrate with feeling. For our readers that are just looking for great books that aren't quite so dense with text, they're finding books by Kwame Alexander to be a great way to become excited about reading again. The author has a number of books that are written in the style, including Booked, Crossover, Rebound, Swing, and Solo. An author who also writes books in verse is Jason Reynolds. Our upper grade students will love the grittiness and immediacy of tough decisions in the book Long Way Down. It's the story of a boy whose brother has just been shot and killed. He then has a potentially life-changing decision to make about whether to exact revenge or not. The entire book takes place over the course of a minute and a half of an elevator ride down from his apartment. Next, I want to mention a real gem that I recently read. It's a book, it's called The Season of Styx Malone, and it was written by Kekla Magoon. Ms. Magoon has written a number of books and has been honored with the Coretta Scott King Award, Horn and Boston Globe, along with others. The Season of Styx Malone is about two sheltered brothers, Caleb and Bobby Jean. They long for something amazing to happen over their summer vacation. And all it takes is meeting a new kid in the neighborhood, Styx Malone. Styx has been moved around in foster families, and he seems like he's got the world all figured out, or so they think. He's electric and worldly, and he's full of ideas. Over the summer, the friends run around rural Indiana, and they explore trails, and they look for treasure, anything to be and feel extraordinary. They focus their efforts on an escalator trade, or bartering one thing for another until they have a much more valuable item. It's kind of like that famous paperclip trade that was rumored to have happened a few years ago. Someone started out with a small little paperclip and ended up, at the end, trading with someone for a sports car after a number of different trades going on. The Season of Styx Malone is a middle grade novel, and it's hopeful, and it's uplifting, and it really begs to be looked at more closely, especially for those of us that long to be seen and recognized as special, but everyone else just hasn't quite seen it yet. Ms. Magoon has also written the Robin Hood mysteries, The Camo Girl, and contributed to a graphic novel about Malcolm X as well. So many of the books that I've mentioned today can be found in the Avenues Library Collection. They're also available via one of our top apps, which is called Tales to Go. Tales to Go is an audiobook subscription available to our students and staff, and it has about 14,000 titles available with professional narrators. These and thousands of other wonderful books can be found at Avenue São Paulo Libraries. Finally, don't forget about Novelist, one of our special electronic resources meant to help you find your next best book. All of our resources can be found on the open page under the library heading. Thanks. We'll see you next time.